This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. This past week featured the Critics' Choice Award for Best TV Movie, and it went to HBO's Bessie. One of the cast members is actor Brian Greenberg.
You play a very important role in this HBO film, right?
Yeah, it's a small role, but I'd say it's pivotal. I play John Hammond. He was a legendary music producer who found Bessie Smith later in her life and brought her music to the mainstream. I knew who he was before I even started the project, just because he discovered Robert Johnson's music and made that popular 30 years after his death and brought in the Delta Blues. And I'm a musician, so I'm a big fan of the blues. So I knew that. He also discovered Bob Dylan in a recording session playing harmonica. He discovered Bruce Springsteen and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Billie Holiday. So he was a legend, so I was honored to be able to play him.
This isn't really like acting. This is like living a fantasy, right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm a huge fan of blues music, so it was cool. Like, when I was shooting my scenes with Queen Latifah, I was watching her perform, and it wasn't really hard to act when you're watching her do her thing and how excited it was, and even when you're hearing the music and how excited that was.
So how did this whole project work for you? Do you think it's going to be a very popular HBO movie?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I'm not into predicting how people will take it or not, but I liked it, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I think it's a really, really good quality piece, and Queen Latifah's unbelievable in it. Dee Reese, the writer-director, did a beautiful job, and the whole cast is amazing. Tika Sumpter, Mike Williams, Tori Kittles, I mean, Monique is unbelievable. So, yeah, I think it's a quality piece to be involved in, for sure. I'm proud of it.
And how long did it take you to shoot your part of it?
I was there for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. My character only had a couple scenes, so it was easy, but when you're doing a period piece, you got to get the clothes right. And I had to study a lot of footage to get his, he had a very particular way of speaking, John Hammond, and he was kind of well known. And so I wanted to pay tribute to him and do it the right way. And even at the premiere, people came up to me and who knew him and said, I did a pretty good job. So I'm happy with that.
Well, that's always nice to get that kind of feedback, I suppose. Yeah.
You're always walking that fine line. You're like, am I going to put somebody off, or is this okay? I've never had to play anybody who's real before.
Well, that is different, right?
Yeah, so there's a little bit more responsibility to get it right.
Now, it says here that Bessie took 22 years to make from start to finish?
Yeah, apparently Queen Latifah has been working, trying to get this made for 22 years, so she was really happy on set every day. You could just tell that she was like, her dream was coming true. And nobody else could play this role for Bessie. I mean, people don't know what the story's about. She was a woman, a black woman in the 1920s and 30s who drank hard, who fought hard, who had a husband, a boyfriend, and a mistress all at the same time, and she made no apologies for how she lived her life, and she was a tough woman. I mean, she fought off KKK members by herself when they tried to close one of her concerts down. I mean, she was a Janis Joplin, a rock star before there were rock stars, and there was no other place besides HBO that I think could really pull this off. One, with the budget, and two, just like tackling these issues and not watering it down, and having a filmmaker like Dee Reese come in and really make it artistic. I just don't think, I couldn't really see it anywhere else. So maybe that's what took so long as well.
Well, you've worked with HBO before, right?
Yeah, I've worked with them 3 times now. The first thing I did was a show called Unscripted with George Clooney and Steven Soderbergh, and that was in 2005, and we did one season. And then I did 2 seasons of How to Make It in America, which was a show about people trying to make it, two guys trying to make it in the fashion business in New York City.
Terrific. So what's next on the agenda for you, acting-wise?
Acting-wise? I've got a couple things in development, but over the last year, I produced a couple movies. One of them I'm pretty excited about. It's called It's Already Tomorrow in Hong Kong. I did it with my fiance, Jamie Chung. We also produced it, and we're the only ones basically acting in it. We shot in Hong Kong last year, and that will be premiering at the LA Film Festival next month.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was really cool. So I'm excited about that. I've got another movie called Flock of Dudes that's premiering there as well, and that's a comedy. And I've got another movie called A Year and Change that's going to be at a festival in Los Angeles this summer as well. So, you know, and I've got a bunch of things that are on the horizon that are in the works. So definitely keeping busy.
And how about your music career? Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so I've just finished my third album. For a lot of people who know me only as an actor, I've been doing music my whole life, basically. And I took about 4 years to write this record, just because I was so busy with the acting stuff. The album is called Everything Changes, and I'm really proud of this record. I think it's a good album to listen to if you're taking a road trip.
And if you had to compare yourself to somebody to give us an idea what the sound is like. What is the sound like? How would you describe your sound?
It's hard. I guess that my influences are always Elliott Smith, Spoon. You know, it's got a little Black Keys in there. Yeah, it's hard, man. I hate answering that question, but it's, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, so I got that rock and roll vibe. There's some acoustic, really chill songs in there as well.
It sounds like Brian Greenberg.
Yeah, man. It just sounds like me.
With actor and musician Brian Greenberg, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you ramp up your productivity? Slow down and think fast.
So says Carla Young from Mommy-O Magazine. Ask three questions before diving into your next task. First, what result do you want to achieve? This ensures the task is consistent with your overall goals.
Second, can technology speed it up? You may be able to automate part or all of this task with a new app.
Third, what steps can you eliminate or shortcut? We tend to do the same things the same way. Take a fresh look to see if the task is still necessary. If so, is there a better way to do it?
Before you start a task, zero in on how to mark it done faster. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you hate to be corrected in public? It's one of the most difficult things to learn how to handle on this planet. After all, by the time you enter the land of work, the protective defense mechanisms are in place. To deal with public correction requires maturity, savvy, and here's the science of it.
Wrong, sir. Wrong.
What's wrong with you?
Now, into everyone's life, a little correction will fall, and when it happens, you know, you could argue a wrong point and simultaneously show your defensiveness and dislike for being corrected. Instead, use this cheap psychological trick. Next time you're corrected in front of others, say to the corrector, "I stand informed." Instead of arguing a point and protecting your fragile ego, saying "I stand informed" allows you to come across as smart. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.